Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, this on tracks because, you know, it just seems like a player that the Blazers would maybe try to buy low on.
Sure.
And get. But Buckley sent me this today, and the Blazers are the odds-on favorite to land this guy. He's a former number three overall pick, and I will read you what Hoops Hype wrote about him.
Wait, the number three overall pick? So he's already in the... I thought you were talking about in the draft.
No, this is someone they would acquire either in free agency or via trade.
Can I point out that no one, and I mean no one, does failed draft picks and then tells us that they were former like lottery picks more so than the Portland Trail Blazers?
That's why I said this really tracks. This is something you could see the Blazers trying to do, go acquire this guy. But Hoops Hype wrote this about him and his NBA career so far. They said, because they redraft. You know, Hoops Hype does the thing where they redraft.
Sure.
Years later, yeah, based on how the player did in the NBA. And this guy fell only to number six.
Okay.
Okay, so he's not a bust. But he's not.
He's kind of a bust for where he was drafted, even though he's a decent player.
He's made $85 million.
Yeah.
They wrote, "That's not to say he hasn't been a very good player since arriving in the NBA, but his poor finishing near the rim and his inconsistent outside shooting have prevented him from making the turn from good to great. Still, he hasn't been a bust by any means, and he's made a lot of money in his career, so there's no way he can be labeled a disappointment. He's just been surpassed by some other players in his draft class." The Blazers are the odds-on favorite to land the great, or perhaps the mid, the better-than-average... RJ Barrett.
All right.
Doesn't that sound like the Blazers?
That 100% sounds like it. And they're telling that he scores 20 a night and, you know, whatever. When's the last time RJ Barrett moved the needle for anybody? And I mean that, anybody.
So the Blazers are plus 205. Mm. The Wizards plus 260. The Nets plus 325. And the Suns plus 400. So it's anybody's game.
Sure.
But for some reason, the Blazers are.
RJ Barrett is the definition, like you said, of the. He's just mid. He's fine. He's the definition of fine. If he is your fifth best player, fourth or fifth best player on a championship team, great. But like when he was in New York and was in Toronto, what did he mean? He means nothing for middling teams, and Portland is a middling team. So unless Portland is going to grab him and then in the next 2 years become a contender, stop with the RJ Barrett stuff. Why?
They say that the Raps may want to trade him and Emmanuel quickly for a significant roster upgrade.
So let me just get this straight. So again, the Toronto Raptors, who last time I checked,
the Raps,
not very good, correct?
Oh, I don't know what their record was.
Yeah, they're not good.
I don't follow them.
Yeah, the
what was their record?
The answer to that is not good. They didn't make the playoffs in the sorry ass East. So, does that tell you something about where they were at?
30-52.
Yeah. So, the sorry ass Toronto Raptors want to get rid of him to make significant roster upgrades.
So they sounds won, like a Blazer.
So they won 32 games. How many games did the Blazers win?
Oh.
36.
Okay. So we had four more wins than the Raptors, and we would like their player that has empty numbers and doesn't move the needle, and that's where we're going. Cool. Everybody
wants
him.
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, there's nothing to say. To be fair to the Blazers, there's nothing that says that they want him. It's just that for some reason the Blazers have been placed as the odds-on favorite to get him,
sure,
which is very strange.
Yeah. And by the way,
but also not.
Yeah, he's just looking at his numbers. He was the eighth in voting for Rookie of the Year, and he gives you 20 points a game and whatever. I guess that's why stats to me, like, there are so many guys like RJ Barrett in the NBA. There's just a ton of them that give you anywhere from 15 to 20 points a game and give you a handful of rebounds, handful of assists, and they just don't mean anything unless they're depth pieces. And my God, Portland has enough depth pieces. Can we try to find a way to acquire people that move the needle?
All right, coming up next, the race is off, unfortunately, on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.